For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Haters are just friends you've outgrown. So like, let's be fucking for real. You know what I mean? It's just girls that I used to rock with that I don't rock with anymore, that know how dope I am, that know how cool I am, that are mad that I'm just not fucking with them anymore. Like, let's be fucking for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
This episode of Becoming Her is brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for my unique promo code so you can get $35 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio. Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
All right, so today we have a very special guest, Johanna Riku. You might know her as Jungle Johanna on IG. Johanna is a Miami-based trainer, power yoga teacher, and certified Pilates instructor. She is classically trained in ballet and translated her dance background into a fitness career with a movement style that embodies strength, flexibility, and sculpting. Johanna's biggest goal is to diversify the wellness space and uplift her community with knowledge so that every single student feels welcome to train. Here's the deal, though. If you follow Johanna on IG, she is compassionately, empathetically, emphatically no nonsense. Just because she operates from a place of peace does not mean she takes bullshit. In fact, she taketh no shit. She is authentic to the core. What you see is what you get, and her audacity is straight up inspiring. This is a woman who has the guts to show up as herself every single day, and she helps other people shine in the process. I'm excited to plug in with the Pilates plug herself, Johanna Riku.
There is a little bit of having to be twice as good. There is a little bit of having to be better because your looks might not get you in the door. Your body might not get you in the door. Like, I know that gets me in the door. It doesn't keep me there, but it does get me into the door.
100.
So these people are looking at you already like, this girl doesn't know shit. What the fuck is she going to tell me about Pilates? And then they teach a class and it's amazing. And they know all the cues and they know the principles and they know the 34 classical repertoire. And then they're like, when can you start?
Yeah.
And so now I'm seeing all these black girls.
How rewarding is that?
Now I'm seeing all these black girls teaching at these like super white studios. And they're killing it, you know? But it's because they have the knowledge and they have a teacher that resonates with them. I'm not everybody's teacher. Every teacher training is different. Some people aren't, you know, teaching the way that I'm teaching. Some people want to be taught by somebody different. I'm not the monopoly of teacher trainings, but I know what I offer and I know what I do.
That's like with anything, though. It's like you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
No.
It sounds so cheesy. Like, it sounds like it's cringe and cheesy saying it, but I'm like, I'm not for you. Like, my personality type is not for everyone.
I had a girl try to fight me at my last teacher training last
week. I saw you post
week.
Some shit about that and I was like, what is wrong with people?
Because
like,
because she didn't pass,
this woman?
You know,
like,
because she didn't pass. And like, even if you don't pass my teacher training, like, I'm not like, all right, well, you got to pay again or you got to pay me to mentor you. I'm like, I'm going to give you feedback. I'm going to work with you one-on-one until you pass. Like, I'm giving you the opportunity to pass. But like, if you really want this, like, so you really want to be a Pilates teacher. You did not pass your teacher training. So that's it. You don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you didn't want to do it in the first place. You know how many people have told me no? My first audition for fitness at Fly Bar, I bombed. I've been told so many times through castings, so many times from agencies.
Yeah, it's hard.
So many times from dance companies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I come from the dance world where you audition and you get it or you don't get it. And the girl who got it was better than you.
And you also don't get it often.
She was better than you. She practiced more. She dedicated more. She wanted it more. So she got it. That's the way it is. It's not like modeling where it's like, oh, well, you know.
We're looking for something different.
We're looking for something different, or this girl had more followers. Like, it's skill. This is a skill-based thing. We're teaching Pilates. We're not teaching fucking... like, I don't know. Like, they think it's TikTok Lotties, you know? And these girls think that this shit is easy, and it's not. You know what I mean? Like, the reason why I'm amazing at Pilates, because I've been doing it for 10 years. I was a classical trained ballerina. Like, I've been in the wellness world for a long time. Yeah. And people think that I'm just going to give it to you because you're cute. And it breaks my heart when I can't give it to you. But what I'm not going to do is tell you that you're good, have you teach, have you go to the studio owned by a white lady and go and audition. And then the white lady looks at you like, what are you doing? And who trained you?
Uh-uh.
So now you look like an idiot.
Not on my watch.
I look like an idiot.
Not on my watch.
I would never do that to you.
Right.
And now you hate me because you're like, wow, I just paid all this money for a training. And this girl told me I was great. And this girl gaslit me. And she didn't give me the tools to go out and be great.
Well, it's like, you know, I remember like going to therapy. And it's like, you gotta, if you're going to go to the therapy, and it's like this in sobriety too, it's like, if you're going to go, you're going to have to do the work. You can't just show up and not do the work. Like, and check the box. Like, oh, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. Nobody gives a shit if you were there. Like, what did you, like, you paid all this money for this college education.
Right.
Great. So you graduated from Harvard, but.
Right.
What do you know?
I think also too, we come from a generation of people that don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
And don't want to, which is funny because this girl was older than me. So she's not in that generation, but whatever. I think we also live in a world where people only celebrate their successes and they don't celebrate their failures.
Yeah,
like, I'm very transparent about like how what it took to get here, how I got here, the obstacles that it took to get here. And that's why people fuck with me.
I think it's really important. Yes.
Well, that's 100%. Why people fuck with me, cuz I'm real. I'm not like we don't need any more pretty bitches on the internet. We do not need any more pretty bitches on the internet. Like, do something else for me, please. I'm breaking the fourth wall right now. But like, please give me something else.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Give me some substance.
Give me something, or give me a skill.
Yeah.
Like, the realest thing you could do for somebody is put them in a position to make money. Teach me something.
Yeah.
I was watching the Martha Stewart documentary last night. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it. Do I need to watch
it? Tonight.
Okay, tonight.
So whatever. I was never like a Martha. Martha Stewart does look like my mother, but like, she never did it for me.
Yeah.
But she's from Jersey, which I didn't know.
Okay.
So the connection was there. She's also a Leo. I love Leo women. And what sign are you?
Aries.
Really?
I'll set shit on fire for
you. No, but that tracks.
That tracks. Like, if I say it, it makes sense.
That super tracks. And she started as a model. Then she worked on Wall Street. She was like the first woman to work on Wall Street. Then she like married this guy who had money. She moved and like started her homemaking shit, started catering, started doing all these events, blew up. But what really set it off for me was like, she started doing things with Kmart, and all these like expensive like companies didn't want her. Like, they wouldn't hire her because they were like, you're working for Kmart.
I remember that.
They were like, you're working for Kmart. Like, Kmart's like low budget. And she's like, why do you think that people only have taste if they have money? She's like, every woman wants nice things and wants nice things for their home. And I'm going to do things for all people, not just people that have money. She didn't come for money.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, Martha, I fuck with you, Martha.
I fuck with
Martha. And I fell asleep like right when she was about to get indicted for the Enron thing. So I like missed like a lot of the good shit.
So we're gonna watch it. We're gonna watch it.
It's really fucking good. And she's a bitch. And she's like, people think because I'm a homemaker, I have to be nice. She's like, I'm a fucking bitch. Things have to be done the right way. I don't have time for the bullshit. She got divorced when she was 45. It was really hard for her to raise a kid because she really didn't want to be a mom. Mm. Like, she did, but like, work was more important for her.
Yeah.
And like, you know, her husband was like stepping out on her. So it was like difficult for her. And she said it. She's like, to any woman watching this show, if your husband steps out on you, you're not a piece of shit. He is. And you need to leave now.
Good.
She's like, I didn't. And that's the only regret I've ever made in my life is not leaving him sooner.
Wow.
Yeah. Real shit.
I think a lot of people are scared to leave. Like, I think women are just so scared to leave.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. I've never been a kept woman. I've never been with a man that like when I was married, like my husband, you know, was a hustler like me, and my husband now is a hustler like me. I've never married a man that's like had me kept or, you know, had me in a position where I didn't have to work. I don't know what that's like. I don't think I ever would be in that situation. I've had sugar daddies that have like literally like fired me because they're like, we need you to like fly out. And I'm like, I have to work.
You're like, no.
I'm like, I got to go to work.
They're like, that's not how this works,
right.
Baby girl.
So like, I didn't really get it. Also, like, I feel like there's like a level of like decorum, and like, you can't have a man funding your life and then talk the way that I talk. I don't think that it goes together. Like,
no.
I will tell you to fuck way the fuck off as soon as possible.
And that's not what they're looking for.
So I've just never, like, I have friends that live that life and I'm like, yeah, because you don't talk. Like, I'm telling you, fuck off. I don't care how much money you have, you know? And so for me, like, it was always really easy for me to leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll leave tomorrow if I need to.
I mean, listen, people sleep on this, but, like, I tell people to fuck off too. And, like, if you, I mean,
yeah,
you don't get to be here in my position from, like being a doormat. Like, yeah. And I think that has been one of the biggest obstacles of my life, Johanna, is that yeah. I haven't been. And so dating is hard.
Yeah.
I can't talk this way and be with certain men.
Yeah, I agree.
I am not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I've dated, since being divorced, I've dated ultra wealthy men.
Right.
And guys with normal jobs. People are in my
DMs. Guys with,
like,
normal jobs fuck better.
Oh my! But the guys with normal jobs are, like, happy. Like, they're happy to be here.
They fuck good. Usually guys with money don't fuck good.
I mean, there's also a level, I think, with a lot of the ultra high net worth men in the world. They want you to look the other way on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
women like us can't do that.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
Are you dating now?
I'm dating. I had a boyfriend.
Okay.
I had a boyfriend and that had to come to an end because I was, like, not willing to look the other way on
some
shit.
Do you want more kids?
I don't know yet.
I'm all in your business right now, sorry.
We could talk about all of that. Yeah. We I don't know that I've had a happy pregnancy. Of my three pregnancies, I don't know that I was happy during any of them. Now, sometimes I fantasize about, like, having a pregnancy where it's, like, just happy and
you think it was
because
of the relationship
lovely.
Or you think it was just the way your body, like, it just
I
wasn't
I think
for
that,
you.
Like, I was in, on a soul level, I wasn't happy.
Mm.
You know, for all of the reasons
yeah.
that led to my sobriety ultimately, like, I wasn't happy. And
right.
so, like, there's times where I fantasize and I'm like, oh my gosh, how nice would it be to, like, get married and have a baby and have it be happy. Now, bringing a whole ass human, another one, into the world is not the reason. You're like,
you have three kids though. You good. You can
stop. I'm good. Right. So, like, I think about it and I'm like, okay, if I were to fall madly in love with somebody who didn't have kids and they really wanted a child, maybe I would consider it.
I think that's the only way. That's how my husband is.
Right. I'm just like, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know that right now. And so right now the answer is no, I don't want more kids. Like, is that yeah. malleable? Everything in life is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing's set in stone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But, like, dating is hard for somebody like me, I think, because, like, I have a brain. I do talk. I will talk back to you. I will not tolerate disrespect. I will yeah. not tolerate somebody having a side piece.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things I just don't.
Yeah, of course.
That don't float around. And yeah. I'm like, a lot of these ultra wealthy men want you to turn a blind eye to things
yeah.
that I'm just, like,
yeah.
not down
I
with.
I mean, that's, yeah, usually that.
I can also get my own bag.
Yeah.
Been getting my own bag.
Yeah.
So, like, it's right. easy. And I have this saying, I'm easy to please, but hard to impress. Like, that's
I love
cool.
that. That's cool.
I'm like, okay, yeah, you want to go? I'm so easy to please.
Right.
I'm like, I'm the littlest things make me so happy.
Yeah, but you're also an Aries.
To impress,
like,
me?
That's a lot.
To impress me? I'm like, oh, you have a boat? That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Do you have substance? Like, how do you think about the world?
Yeah.
Like, show me how you think. What's your connection to God like?
Well, that's also, like, for me, like, politically too, which I won't touch too much on it.
But
that's the
there.
Thing too. No, not today. But that's difficult too with, like, connections. Like, my husband's an atheist.
Okay.
Which is great, honestly.
Okay.
Also, like, I think people don't really know what the word atheist means because, like, he's like, well, I believe in, like, the universe. And I'm like, cool, that's God. And he's like, that's science. And I'm like, okay.
Are you sure he's not agnostic?
He says he doesn't believe in God. He's like, when you die, you just die.
My dad was like that. That's what my dad told. That's how I grew up.
My dad was not like that. My dad is Rastafari.
My dad was like, the worms eat you. I was like, but what happens to your soul?
It's funny though, because, like, I have a lot of atheist friends in the program and they're actually, like, the best people. You know?
I mean, I don't know that there's, like there's going to be good people and bad people in every single.
Yeah, but the way that, like, they think about things, like, they think,
like,
about things
pragmatic.
On, like, it's, yeah, it's very black and white,
yeah.
which is nice for me because
yeah.
I'm a Libra. And so, like, I'm always
my
trying to see both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's like, yo, like I told him the story about, like, the girl who tried to fight me during my teacher training. And it was like, this, of course, it was, like, a very long-winded story. And my husband was like, fuck that bitch. And I was like,
fuck that bitch.
that's it. And he was like, fuck these bitches. Like, keep it moving. And I was like,
okay. Okay. But even that, like, I love that he is down but for you in that way. But that's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
you have to be. You have to be down. I don't fuck with people that aren't down same. For me. Like, my ex-husband was super down for me. My ex-husband, like, stopped talking to his mom to be with me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very polarizing. I'm a person that you either absolutely love or you can't fucking stand me, you know? Yeah. I also, like, the problem with me is, like, in my core, like, I'm very soft. In my core, I really just want everyone to like me, which is something that I've had to get rid of because it just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't expect vegans to love me and carnivores to love me. It just, it's two completely different things.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's going to be impossible for that to happen. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, just on a conscious level, like, everybody can't like you.
Right.
And so I had to understand that, like, I wasn't for everybody and that was okay. I think that respect should be given to all and accepted from, you know what I mean? And for me, like, but discernment has been a big thing that I've been practicing over the last, like, last year and this year.
And how,
like,
do you practice that, though?
I say no.
Yeah.
To a lot.
You're like, straight up, I just say no.
I'm like, honest, and I'm honest about it. I'm like, hey, listen, like, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really don't think I have the capacity to, like, do this right now. Also, like, I see the signs, you know? Like, the signs are always there. Flags are always there.
But people want sign your signs. Like, the universe will donkey kick your ass to the door.
Like, hey, I emailed this person twice. They didn't respond. Okay, we're not doing this.
You're conscious enough to know that that's a sign.
I'm like, cool. Like, I'm good. Like, even today, like, I had a conversation with someone who, like, I was supposed to do this project with somebody else. Then I was trying to do it with them. We had a call about it. She's also very, very busy herself. She's like a me. And I was like, hey, I want to send you an email of my hard dates of, like, when I can and cannot do this project. What about this time? She's like, that's not a good time. And I had just hit her today. And I was like, hey, girl. I was like, listen, are you down? If not, it's cool. Mm-hmm. We're either going to do it or we're not going to do it. It's all love. Let me know. I'm trying to plan my Q2. That's it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I also have to be detached with all of my projects. The only thing that I really care about is my certification because I feel like that is, like, my soul work. Anything outside of my certification, I don't care about. So if it's getting weird at a studio, I quit. I was working at a studio 2 weeks ago. They did some fuck shit. I left. They were like, oh, I don't want to leave it like this. I was like, we're going to leave.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Fit exactly the way that I'm leaving it. Bye. New studio picked up a week later. Sure. You know what I mean? I have to make space for the things that are supposed to be in my life. So I'm really quick to prune. I'm really quick to prune the hedges so the shit could grow. Cut dead ends for optimal results. I'm so quick to cut a bitch off to meet two new cool bitches. Like, I'm so down with it.
Let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sana Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sana is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sana's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I've had at Sana has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sana membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code NikkiSpoGlow for $35 off of your first facial when booking at SanaSkinStudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sana Skin Studio. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at Nikki Saps Bow and @becoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com.
The second shit starts getting weird, I'll give you one conversation.
Right.
If you're my friend, like, hey, this bothers me. Can we not do this?
Because you want to preserve a friendship, and that's fine.
And then if it's like 2-3 times, no. I just got to go. And I'm never going to like blast you on the internet. I'm just going to block you. Like, I'm very big on that too. Like, a lot of girls love to like talk about me on the gram and like say things about
do
me.
They?
They do. I don't see it because they're blocked. People tell me, but I don't see it, you know? And I'm like, damn, I'm not even talking about you. I block them and I keep it moving. You know what I mean? I don't want them to look at me. I don't want like evil, like ojo mal on my face, you know? Like, I'm good. I don't need you to see me thrive. You're going
to
see me thrive.
I don't need you to see me thrive.
You're going to see me thrive when I pop up on your explore page for Aloe. You know who I am and what the fuck I'm doing. And that's it. That's enough for me. You know, if I see you in an event, I'm going to act like I don't see you. If I turn around and you're there, I'm going to say hello and I'm going to keep it moving. I'm not really going to be fake. I'm not really going to be anything, you know? And I'm just going to keep it pushing. And I really have to be like that because I have such a brand to preserve. And the brand is bigger than Pilates. The brand is me.
Yeah.
So when I start acting like a Jersey ghetto rat, all that's going to do is fuck up my bag. So I try to be as professional as possible. I really just do no harm and take no shit. Like, I really, like, practice my mantra every day. I keep up with my therapy. I keep up with my hypnotherapy. I keep up with my meetings, you know, and when I don't, I notice that shit starts to, you know, I'm like, oh, I gotta get it together. I'm also really big on boundaries with my friends. Like, I'm like, hey, please, like, give me 3 to 5 business days to get back to you because, like, I can't.
Also, like, something that I do is I tell people when I am in a space to hold space for them or not. Like, I can't receive this information today, right? Like, so because I'm managing so many different things, like I don't always have the emotional capacity to hold somebody else's stuff. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to. It just means yes, but not right now, maybe, you know? I want to touch on something that you said earlier, and this is what I think is a good space to close on, is that you talked a lot about your masculine energy, right? But then you came around towards the end and you were like, but I really, at my core, I'm soft, and you have a desire to be soft. And that's something that I personally struggle with in that, like, I know because I've been doing my whole life. Like, I became an adult really, really early in my life. So I've been crushing since I was 5 years old. I've been handling shit like an adult, you know? And that has put me as a woman in my masculine energy.
Yeah.
And when I think about my life, like, I don't necessarily want to be in my masculine energy all the time. I want to, like, be soft. I want to be led. Like, when I think about men, I want to be led.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a leader. Like, I am a natural born leader. In my relationship, I'm not trying to come and lead your ass. Like, like, let's go.
No, I agree. I mean, I think that, like, the masculine energy for me shows up when I'm in survival mode.
Yeah.
It shows up when it has to. You know what I mean? It shows up because, like, a big thing is, like, I'm like, I need a me for me, you know? And, like, I sometimes get, like, really frustrated because I'm like, I have to do all the things.
Yeah.
And I do. But that's also, like, I remember I was seeing a therapist and I remember, like, I was, like, feeling guilty about, like being, a, like, a very hyperactive person. I was like, I'm always
feeling
working.
Guilty
I'm
about all, being hyperactive?
Yeah, this was a long time ago. Like, this was maybe, like, more than 5 years ago. And I was just like, I'm always working and I'm always doing all these things and I know that's, like, not good for me. And she was like, who told you that? And I was like, well, I know I'm supposed to, like, have a balance. And she's like, this is how you operate. Like, that's who you are.
Like, it's okay.
You know? And so, like, I really appreciated that. I think for me, like, I will always be me. It's who I am. I know for me that, like, when it comes to, like, interactions with people, I, like, even the situation I went through last week with, like, you know, one of my former students, like, I didn't get loud. I didn't get crazy. And it was funny because someone was like, you know, I'm really proud of you for, like, you know, holding back. And I was like, I didn't even hold back. I just didn't. Like, it didn't even seem to be the thing to do. Because when you are working, when you are living in your purpose and you have so much to lose, you're not even going to go there. You know what I mean? And that's why I think finding your purpose is so important, because there is nothing that's going to take me out of that. There's nothing that's going to make me lose that. There's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to put me in a position where I fuck up my brand that I've built with
from
integrity,
scratch.
That I've, you get what I'm saying? Like the evolution that it's taken to get there, because Jungle Johanna has been so many things and Jungle Johanna still might evolve and turn into something else. Like Pilates is not the end for me.
Yeah.
More things are coming. I have more things, you know, I'm loading the clip. I have more things that I want to do. But when it comes to, like, you know, because it's really not masculine and feminine. It's really like yin and yang.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so for certain things, I'm yin and for certain things, I'm yang. My husband is very in his, like, feminine energy in the sense of, like, he's a girl dad. He's very soft. He's a Gemini, but he's got a lot of Virgo and Cancer placements. So, like, he is very, like, he's always tells me, he's like, I let you think that you run shit because you need to feel like that. Yeah. You don't run shit. And I really don't, you know? And my husband will always check me and hold me accountable and be like, yo,
I love that.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really but the
first- But with love and respect.
I mean, listen, I met my husband when I had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who was my sugar daddy, who like was awful to me. And like, he was mean as fuck. And like, he was sober, but like not in the program. And like, he had a lot of money, but he was like really verbally abusive. And like, I hated him, but I was like, ah, he has money. I see him once a week. Ah, fuck it. And then I met my husband who was like gorgeous and like tall and, but had no money. And I was like, I'm
but
good.
He probably fucks well.
Fucks very well. And I was just like, yo, like this ain't gonna work. And then I was hanging out with him and he was really nice. And I was like, gosh. Wow, you're so
that
nice.
Sounds so
and he's
nice.
Like, I have kids and my baby mom is Dominican and toxic. And I was like, yeah, we're not doing this. Yeah. And now like, there I'm a stepmom. you know
are.
What I mean?
You are.
And I remember like, you know, I remember the transition of that. And he was the first like real regular dude I had been with since mm-hmm. my ex-husband. Like after I got divorced, I was just like fucking, you know, athletes and, you know, I was doing that
honestly,
shit, you know?
I love the regular dudes. I was literally listening love to a regular Uptown man. Girl and she's in the, by Billy Joel,
I'm
right?
Dead.
I've been listening to it on repeat every day for the past like 4 days. Like my kids are like, mommy, stop playing that song.
I'm dead.
Because he's like talking about a downtown boy and how this high class girl is sick of her high class boys with her high class toys and their high class gifts. I'm like, stop, everybody get out of my way. No more gifts.
I love that.
I'm like, I'm trying
no,
to
No, I still
like
very much love gifts.
No, yeah, we love gifts. Fine. But I'm like, where's the regular yeah. guys? Like,
no, my
we,
husband.
We just need somebody normal.
My husband's amazing. And, you know, he's got his own shit that he struggles with. And, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, he's on his entrepreneur bag right now. And it's not easy. And, you know, he sees me as his inspiration. I'm here to support or whatever. But he also, like, he listens. Like, when I'm like, yo, you got to do this. Like,
yummy.
He's like, yo, when it comes to this, like, you're really good at this. Yeah. So, like, when it comes to social media, like, I'm going to listen to you. When it comes to, like, running a business, I'm going to listen to you. And there's things that I've told him to do, and I've been wrong, and he's been right. And I'm like, fuck, you're right. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're really good. The thing is, like, I'll kind of, like, lose it and kind of, like, spaz out every once in a while just because, like, I don't know. I'm just, it's a lot sometimes, like, doing everything. But my husband has a lot of grace with me and a lot of patience. You
I
know?
Think grace is so important.
He's,
like grace
he's
with
not
yourself
an
and
addict.
To be with somebody who shows you grace,
mm-hmm.
right? And who can accept you without shame and mm-hmm. still be like,
always.
All right, we're going to have to
always.
Level up, babe. Like, we're going to have to not do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to shame you into it. I'm not going to mm-hmm. make you feel like a piece of shit.
He's put up with me through
up.
A lot of stuff. Like, I've done a lot of fuck shit. Like, I really have because I was letting go of this old life or this old friends or this old way of thinking and then turning into like... Like, he says it. He's like, I met you, you're a hoe. And, like, now you, like, help girls teach Pilates. He's like, trust me. Like, if anyone's going to, like, stick around, it's going to be me. Like, I've seen you do the whole 360. And I'm like, you have, you know? And sometimes stuff from that past comes back and bites me in the
of
ass.
Course.
You know? And, like, I'm, like, reminded of it. And I'm like, ooh.
Well, it's because it's part of who we are, right?
100%.
Like, we're not defined by any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all these experiences in our lives do shape who we are. Like, those things don't
100%.
Go away. Like, I still have, like, a need to escape, right? I have a desire for it. I'm, like, an escapist. I'm like, I don't want to feel, so I must escape. How am I going to do that? I'm going to read 5 fiction novels in a row instead
My thing
of,
is
like,
work.
Focusing on something else, right?
Like, he's like, you cannot work on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays, you don't work. Like, and I have to ask permission to do shit. So I'm like, I'm going on this podcast. Is that cool? And he's like, when is it? I'm like, there's it. He's like, I'll be at work already. Like, Monday's his family day, like non-negotiable. Unless I'm booking like a $10,000 job, Monday's family day,
yeah.
you know? And even that, it's like hard for me because like half the time we're just so tired from the weekend that
yeah.
like Monday we're just
right,
like,
right. You're ready to chill.
You know what I mean? But like, it's really like those things are like really important. Like we have to do those things because I'll just work and like not show up for life. You know, like that's like
yeah.
something that I still think comes from like ancestors, survival mode,
yes.
just my lineage,
yes.
things like that. You know what I mean? And my mom worked a lot too. Like my mom worked like, you know, pretty much through her entire pregnancy. She did take a couple months off because she got it from her job because she worked in corporate, but then she went back to work and like worked my entire childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom worked until maybe like 3 years ago,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think it's a balance and like, I'm just really big on like, you know, yes, I'm going to be myself, but I'm also going to acknowledge where the work needs to happen. And do that, you know? Like, I can't just be like, well, I'm who I am, so take it or
no,
leave it.
No,
it's
no.
like, I'm gonna leave
That's
it.
That's not it either.
I'm leaving it, bitch. Like,
yeah.
bye. But I think that, you know, I've had dudes with a lot of money and a lot of things, and they've also, like, blocked my blessings. You know what I
Whoa.
Mean? Because I can't do the job. I can't make the
oh
connections.
Gosh. Like, on a soul level, I understand that.
So, like, yeah, I have a guy,
like,
my
the
husband.
The blockage of the blessings.
My husband isn't a millionaire, and I'm not kept, and all these things, but if I can do whatever the fuck I want. You know
There's
what I mean? Because my husband doesn't get in the way of it. My husband's like, yeah, let's do this. Oh, you're having an event? Let me cater it. Oh, you're doing this? Let me come through. Like, so, you know, as far as like my journey and like, you know, I know like this is going to sound crazy, but like, it's really not the destination. It's the journey, because the destination shifts. Like, who I thought I wanted to be last year is different from who I want to be this year. So I have to acknowledge the changes. I have to acknowledge that like I can do a rebrand anytime I want to.
Literally rebranding my show.
Anytime I want to, I can do a rebrand. And also like, you really just got to live. Because if you try to like, and fuck the curation, fuck the, fuck the filters, like you just got to live. Because when I show up as my author, like the outpouring of love, like, yeah, I got girls that hate on me, like, yeah, whatever. And you know, FYI, haters are just friends you've outgrown. So like, let's be fucking for real. You know what I mean? It's just girls that I used to rock with that I don't rock with anymore, that know how dope I am, that know how cool I am, that are mad that I'm just not fucking with them anymore. Like, let's be fucking for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But the outpouring of love that I get from like woman, white woman, black woman, all women, of like, I love what you do. I love your authenticity. I love your, you know, I love how you show up and say exactly what it is. I love the free game that you give us. I love that you teach us things. I love that you keep it real. I love that you know your shit. I love that you put the work in. Like, that's what it's about for me. And I can't do that if I'm worrying about how I'm perceived or what I look like.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are some things that I do filter, because like I do work for big brands and I can't talk about certain things, and I don't talk about politics and I don't talk about October 7th and I don't talk about white supremacy, even though I want to all the fucking time. But like, I'm still me.
Yeah,
you know, and I can't be me if I don't love me. I can't be me if I don't believe in me. And I can't be me if I don't truly believe that, like, I am the brand.
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't believe in my brand, how are you going to believe in my brand? If I don't believe in Jungle Johanna, why will you?
100.
You know? And so I have to be that all the time.
Yeah.
And I have to be that in an AA meeting. I have to be that on the Pilates mat. I have to be that in traffic. I have to be that. Because now I'm at a point where every person I meet is a potential client. Every person I meet is a girl that could either take my training or come to my class or come to my retreat
100.
Or whatever. So I can't come into class after, like, you know, teaching two classes and being tired and just like yell at everybody. I got to look cute. I got to show up. I got to say hi to everybody, you know? So it's like, I have to be in a good headspace to be that. So there are some days where I just don't leave the house for the full day so I can recharge, because I know if I go out in the energy that I'm currently at, I'm not going to attract those people. I'm going to repel.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember that, like, some people love the, you know, this light that I have, you know, shines over darkness, but it also attracts a lot of fucking parasites. Bugs love the light, you know? So it's like, yeah, there's good and there's bad to it, you know? Like, yeah, I'm helping people find their darkness, but there's a lot of people that don't like it because it blinds them, you know? And I just have to remember that, like, I got to keep shining anyway. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for being here. This was amazing.
Yay.
That was like the perfect ending. I mean, yes, girl. Yes.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
You're a fucking queen.
Thanks, boo. I love you. Thanks for having me.
Mic drop. I can't drop a mic, but I'm dropping it.
Thanks, boo. I'm excited.
It's a wrap.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code NIKKISPOGLOW for $35 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsBo and @becoming_her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous and looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.